Tell us you're a pitcher. You're sure not much of a dresser. We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Now, let's analyze what's been working for us. Not a goddamn thing's been working for us. Goddamn suit doesn't work for me. And this stinking tie, this goddamn shirt, it doesn't work for me.
It's just emotionally you're a mess. And frankly, brother, anybody who wastes the potential you got pisses me off.
Yeah, well, it pisses me off, too.
So what are you going to do about it?
You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
It wants to walk up to the people and say, hey, Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit.
Isn't that what makes a man?
I'm sure of that in the bird testicles.
All right, that's enough of this insubordination. Team breaks down. We break down.
Fingers, tattoo toes.
Dude, I watched that movie just the other day. Gives me goosebumps every time.
Yeah.
I love The Natural.
I actually can't remember the last time I've seen it. It's been a long while.
Really?
Yeah, it has.
Man, I fucking...
Was it on TV or something? I don't have a copy, so...
Yeah, it was on TV, so...
I don't think it's not on Netflix either, because I think I looked for it the other day. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But, oh well, no more movie watching time. Baseball started.
Baseball has started. Let's start off from the top. I am Marcus Mann, and I am here with...
Zach Kraft.
That's right, and we are Bloop Singles. Going to come to you hopefully once a week or so. Talk a little A's and Giants and what's been happening with them, because I am an A's fan.
And I'm not.
Well, you can always come back. I mean, you can always be an A's fan.
No. No, I can't. There's not enough room for two A's fans on a podcast.
Yeah. So, all right. This is Bloop Singles. So, this is our first of the year.
First of the year, first of the season, first in 6 months.
6 months,
something,
yeah.
Something like that.
I was going to do another podcast, but couldn't find anybody to do it with me, and just me sitting around talking about the Kings wouldn't be that exciting because, man, they suck.
Well,
they suck balls. Well, they're horrible.
Well, I do remember telling you that would be the case last year.
Well, yes, I know, but hey.
But you know what would be entertaining? Probably a podcast where you just get hammered before a Kings game, and it's just your commentary during the Kings game. Just a lot of explicit
just big F words being dropped, yeah, all the time, because they, yeah, are actually playing right now, so, in New Orleans while we're doing this podcast.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
The Pelicans?
Yeah, the Pelicans. Have you seen their mascot? It is the scariest.
Didn't they change him? That aren't they on like their third version of it?
They were the
it
Hornets.
Keeps being too scary. No, like the Pelicans.
Oh yeah.
Like they're, yeah, I think they changed the physical appearance of the mascot a couple times.
It's horrible. Literally horrible. But let's get back to A's and Giants talk. Today is the opener.
Yeah.
For both teams.
Yeah.
The Giants are in?
In Arizona.
They're in Arizona. Yep. That's right. And the A's are home to the Indians. Which,
yeah,
I don't think that game is going to be played.
Yeah. It's been pretty rainy all day here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been just where I was at over at Mare Island. It was just pouring all day.
Well, that's fine. No one really cares about the A's. Giants will be on TV, so that's what's important.
What are you talking about? Comcast Sports California plays all the A's games. Well, I think it's like 140 A's games they got. And let me tell you, I was doing the math. I think last year I probably watched about 115 A's games.
That's a lot. I probably watched 140, 145 Giants games. Just
really?
I didn't know. I watched them just about every night. And then the day games, I had MLB TV and a IP address masker, so I could watch the Giants games through that. So I watch those at work when when those are on during the day. So,
nice.
No, I really did watch the majority of the season last year, which is sad because it was not that great at all. Like, at all. It was a bad season last year.
So let's get to it. Let's, what do you... I mean, I watch and I do I hear stuff. I listen to some Giants stuff. So I know you guys re-signed Lincecum 2 years, I believe. Like,
yeah,
$25 million or something like that.
2 years, 35. He's getting $17.5 million to suck.
God damn.
No, that was awful. We re-signed Ryan Vogelsong, he's not looking too hot. He's looking like he did last year. Just commands a little off, and stuff's not as good as it was the two previous years. And that, you know, when you can't locate and you can't throw anything that looks good, you're not going to be a very successful pitcher. So, nope, the rotation's going to be shaky. Tim Hudson was a good pickup. I mean, that's probably the steal of the – that,
yeah,
could be the steal – like one of the best free agent deals,
yeah,
this offseason, because they got him relatively cheap comparable to...
Yeah, and I keep hearing people talk about how good the Giants' rotation is going to be, and I'm like, do you really think that they're going to be good, or do you just hear those names and say, oh, they're going to be good?
I think 1 through 3 is really good. Bumgarner just gets better and better and better. He didn't give up any runs this spring until the last game playing against your A's, I think. The wind was kind of blowing out. He gave up three solo shots. But aside from that, he didn't give up any runs this spring and just looked nasty, like he always has. He's just mixing in a curveball a little bit, which he doesn't. He fiddled with a little last season, but didn't really use effectively. So it'll be interesting to see if he incorporates that more into his repertoire this year. But no, I mean he could. He can challenge Kershaw for the Cy Young, especially if Kershaw has back pain all year long.
Yeah, that, and dealing with the back and a pitcher, all the torque you have on your back, that's kind of bad for.
No, yeah, it's.
Well, I mean, good for Giants fans. Bad for Dodgers fans.
It is good for Giants fans, but I like watching Kershaw pitch.
Yeah, he's a beast. He just comes at you. He's throwing fire at you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love everything about him. I love his delivery. I just like the guy. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's got a bad beard though.
Yeah, who cares?
It's not very good.
Yeah, who cares? He doesn't have a very hot wife either. But they were like high school sweethearts and stuff.
Oh,
so
that's a good story.
He's a good guy. He's a, you know, yeah, whatever. He has a lot of money, and now he's hurt.
he has a whole lot of money.
So does Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, he's got.
He could buy Detroit.
He's gonna most of Detroit with that contract, but he is going to.
Suck in a couple years. Well, yeah, he's not going to suck. But the thing is,
I mean, they're paying him for what. It's just like Albert Pujols down in Anaheim. They paid him for what he has done the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the next 10 years,
they're going to be paying a lot of money.
They're
going to
be paying
for a DH.
Yeah, he's going to turn into a DH. He's going to be
I don't even think he's at first base in 3 years. So that means you have 7 years of a DH. $30 million a year.
Don't get me wrong. He is a badass DH.
No, he is.
He would be the best DH out there, or even better than Big Papi.
He is the best hitter in baseball.
Oh, yeah. Dude, when people pitch to him, it's like he sees plates coming at him or something. Basketball. I mean, he's just all over it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's, or Mike Trout money. I know you are a huge Mike Trout fan.
Yeah, he signed a
5-year.
It's like 6 years, six and $150 million ish, something around there.
I know it takes him 3 years into his free agency.
It does take him 3 years into free agency, which is
so
weird because he's like he could have gotten a lot more money than he did.
Yeah, he could have gotten an unreal amount.
He could have done like a 12-year, $400 million contract if he wanted to. Or he could have done just like a four or five-year. He could have done 5 years at $150 million.
He could have just said, no, we'll go to arbitration. Let's see what the arbitration wants to give me. And he could have come up with like a number like, you know, $25 million. And then the team would have come up with like $15
million. I think the arbitration record for first year through arbitration was Ryan Howard, and he got like $15 million.
Yeah, he would have made buttloads.
Mike Trout, basically best player in the league 2 seasons in a row.
Yeah, as a rookie, plus
inflation, he's gonna get way more than $15 million on his first year arbitration, and then it only goes up from there because it's supposed to go up.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Oh, he would have gotten. Just God damn it! That would have been. I don't know what he was thinking, but
stability. I mean, basically, you're a whatever. You're a 22-year-old kid. He probably had $2 or $3 million already. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure his signing bonus. He was a first round pick. I'm sure his signing bonus gave him a chunk of change. But to just be 23 and say, yeah, give me $150 million. Because when he hits free agency, it's not like he's going to be in his mid-30s. He's still only going to be like 28, 29.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beautiful thing about coming up to the majors at 21. you're gonna hit free agency way sooner. You're just gonna you're just getting paid sooner.
Yeah, yeah. So any other moves on the Giants? I know they got a new left fielder, Morris, I think his name is.
They got basically a DH to play left field.
Oh man, and he looked bad. I saw him playing the A's out there, and he just.
Well, there was one that he just straight dropped, and that was.
There was that one, that was and then bad. The one that was it. It went right down third baseline. It went out, and there's like a jet part on the ballpark.
Yeah.
That goes out, and he just did not play the carom right. I mean, it was just like.
No.
He was running to the corner, and the ball hits off the carom, and it goes back into left field.
There's a reason he's going to be. I mean, he will be replaced defensively in the seventh inning of just about every single game this season. Just because if you have some sort of lead, you don't want him to box something in the eighth or ninth inning and give up an out, basically. It's awful. But he's a right-handed power hitter, which apparently they really need.
Yeah.
And if he can stay healthy, maybe he'll hit 20 home runs if he gets, you know, if he stays healthy all season, gets regular at bats, but I don't know. I think the defensive drop-off is too much. I think Gregor Blanco was really underrated. I mean, you just see him as a defense-first, like, slap-hitting fast outfielder, but he, you know, actually walked quite a bit, you know, had a good on-base percentage, and again, very, very good defense, and I think he's probably just a better choice than Morse, but I think the Giants are scared they don't have enough offense, which...
It's true.
It's true. They probably don't.
But I just don't see... I don't even think they're the best team in their division.
Well, yeah, because the Dodgers are in their division.
Yeah.
Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah.
Aside from their black hole at second base. Which okay. You've spent you have all the
black hole at second base. You got
you have all the money in the world. You free spend on everything, and then you're like, we don't really have a second baseman.
Well.
And we'll just plug four or five guys in there. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
They should have signed Cano. That would have been awesome. Because then they'll eventually be like the Yankees, where they have all these really old players on really expensive contracts, and they really suck.
Contracts.
You basically get the Yankees of now that aren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that would bode well for the Giants if they just overspent to their detriment. Oh, well.
The A's actually spent a little bit of money this offseason.
On relievers.
We got pretty Scott Kazmir.
Yeah, you got Scott Kazmir.
But we also signed, we kept Coco. We gave Coco 3 years.
You did give Coco 3 years, which is kind of weird doing that after you traded for Craig Gentry. Because you traded for him, and it kind of seemed like, oh, well, maybe, okay, he's going to be their center fielder for the, you know, once Crisp's deal is done. And then it's like, oh, no, they just re-signed Crisp, so they have, like, a fifth outfielder now.
Actually, what did we do with Gentry? He's not on the 25-man roster.
Did they send him to Sacramento?
I don't think so. You can't send Gentry to Sacramento. Maybe
he might have.
He's on the 15-day DL.
Okay.
That's right. AJ Griffin, Ryan Cook, Craig Gentry, and right-hand pitcher Fernando Rodriguez are all on the 15-day deactive. Oh. And they reassigned Billy Burns to the minors, which he's gonna be.
Outfielder, right?
Outfielder,
Your guys, I think it was your first round pick last year.
Yeah.
Was that it? Yeah.
And then
I saw him in a couple spring training games. He looks very, very, you know,
and then
first round pick. He's very young.
And then we've got good. Our second. We got our second baseman, who's like top 10 in MLB prospects.
Who's that? Oh, your shortstop, Addison Russell.
Yeah, Addison Russell, shortstop. Yeah.
Yeah. Addison Russell. He's gonna be good.
He's gonna be good too. Both of those guys are gonna be good. Which I'm finally glad to see. Freaking the A's have some bats coming up through the system.
What are you talking about? Where did almost everyone on their team came up through this?
But they've always been traded for. Not like they're no. Michael
not
Choice.
Drafted. Yeah,
Michael
gotcha.
Choice. Guess what? Michael Taylor designated to assign for assignment. Michael Taylor. He was drafted like 5 years ago. He should be freaking
Choice is who they traded to the Rangers, right?
Yeah.
He actually looked pretty good this spring for the Rangers. He's
either going to hit a home run or strike out. That's what he does. He had like 400 strikeouts last year.
In AAA? Ugh. Yeah, that's rough.
So, but the real bad thing is Jared Parker, second Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, he might not be a starting pitcher anymore.
It's very
possible that he just can't be a starting pitcher again, which sucks for A's fans. Not for me. Not for normal folk.
Josh Reddick got a contract, too.
See, that's... What was that for?
It's only like $3 million or something like that. It's nothing. But I mean,
last year was very disappointing.
Oh, man. He is an absolute beast in the outfield, though.
Yeah. No.
Outfield. he is a beast.
So this spring, I think the Giants' first game.
First game against the A's. It was the first game, yeah.
Michael Morse's first two at-bats.
Yeah.
Over the fence, Reddick robbed both of them.
Robbed them both, man.
they're great plays.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, just because I hate myself, I've gone back and watched it a couple times. But
I cannot believe we kept Derek Barton. Ugh. God, he is such a disappointment. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down.
He's such a prototypical A's player.
Ugh. Just can't put it together. And we sent Volk back down. Volk was hitting like 350 with like four dingers this spring training, and we kept Norris and Jaso.
Well,
as our catchers, it's like Volk.
I thought Jaso was more gonna be your guys' full time DH.
No, Barton and Moss are one of them. I mean, it'll probably rotate between Moss, Barton,
Jaso.
Norris, and Jaso. Yeah, because I mean, it's just.
Yeah, I thought they were trying to, because he's not a good catcher. I thought they were trying to keep him away from catching. But that's interesting if they're only carrying Norris.
Yeah. So.
It's not like it matters. They're not going to win that division now.
The A's need to have as close to last year's numbers as possible for them to have any chance. And our bullpen is stout.
No, the bullpen's good. The rotation's not that great at all.
I mean, Sonny Gray, Kazmir, Chavez.
I like Gray. I'd be interested to see if
Kazmir
is really
he's looked pretty
back.
Good.
I mean, he.
Who I like though is their long reliever Chavez. He long relief from last year.
Yeah,
putting him
as
a starter.
He looked good in relief last year, but. We'll see how it holds up over a 200-inning season, if he can do that. I don't think he can.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't. I think
I'd like to,
they
I'd
might
like
have
to
trouble
see,
with
I'd
a
like
little
like to
depth.
See how many innings he pitched last year. Because I bet you it has to be 120.
Well, yeah, he had some kind of long outings. Right, some extra inning games where he pitched 4 or 5 innings and things like that.
Yeah, and I mean, whenever he had trouble, let's see. Last year, mm, see, 2014.
This is 2014.
Oh, that's not right.
No, it says that is right. This is 2014.
He only pitched 5 innings last year. This is something.
Are you looking at postseason? Actually, he probably didn't even pitch 5 innings in the postseason.
Yeah, something. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I don't think he's that great. I think outside of Sonny Gray, maybe Kazmir, yeah, all your rotation options are kind of shaky.
Yeah.
Tommy Malone's not great. He'll kind
Dan Straley.
He's not great.
Yeah.
AJ Griffin, he's okay.
He's on the 15-day DL.
Then, again, not helping your case.
Yeah. But our bullpen...
The bullpen is nice, yeah, but they're gonna get tired when they have to go six innings every game.
Yeah, they're gonna get worked. No. But if we can keep the lead into the fifth,
well, you're also missing Cook. I mean, you're missing parts of your bullpen too.
Yeah, if we can get into the fifth or sixth with the lead, we should be pretty good.
Yeah, but you can't do that every day. They need Sonny Gray to step up and be really big, and I don't think he's of that readiness yet. I don't think he's ready to be the ace of a rotation yet. So we'll see.
I mean, because he's our draft pick, first round draft pick 3 years ago.
Yep. No, I mean he is good. He's their best arm now. Yeah. But
I mean, if Kazmir comes around, he'll be. I think if Kazmir comes around, 1-2 Sonny Gray, Kazmir, AJ Griffith comes back, Chavez does something, Straley. Yeah, Malone is. Malone. Yeah. So hey.
So $20 hopefully, says hopefully. The Giants have a better record than the A's this season.
Oh, no. You're out of your mind. No. You are out of your mind.
So $20 then.
Bet.
We'll do it.
Bet. $20. All right. Bucks.
All right.
That's all you.
I'm not at all out of my mind.
Dude, you're crazy.
If the Giants can.
You are crazy.
The Giants can stay healthy.
You are absolutely crazy. If the Giants can stay healthy. If the A's can stay healthy too, then they'll be in contention.
No, even if the A's stay.
ESPN has picked the A's as their American League representatives for the World Series.
Yeah, that's because they did it last year. That weighs heavily.
Well, they were out in the first.
So they still won the division, and it's not like their division got better.
Well, Cano.
The Mariners are going to be better.
But not
20 wins better.
You've got
they were so bad last year.
I don't
Cano
know if I'd
doesn't
go,
change.
I don't
that.
Know if I go 20 games when Cano wants to play because Cano. I don't know if Seattle fans know this, but I watched some of Cano play. He plays when he wants to. He's like, man, I'm not really. I'm not feeling this. He's like the Randy Moss of the Raiders.
He plays when he has to.
You know, he doesn't
if
run out. He's not running out to first base. I mean, he's not hustling down to first baseline.
He will. If there's two outs in an inning and he rolls over to second, he's not going to run to first base. I don't care about that. But when, you know, when the game is mattering, he's not going to slack on you.
Yeah.
There's a reason he got that money.
Anyways, and then what about the Angels?
The Angels got a little better, I think.
And the Texas Rangers.
The Angels is who I think is going to win the division.
Prince Fielder, freaking with
yeah,
the Rangers.
Yeah, but the Rangers have too many injuries. There's catcher Soto's out for 3 months. Jerickson Profar, their second baseman's out 3 months. Darvish is hurt right now. I mean, they're missing half their starting rotation, and they don't really have replacements. So they're just gonna get lit up. They can't score enough to keep up with their bad pitching.
And then Houston is Houston.
Houston. They'll be better than last year.
They'll be better than last year, but
probably not that much.
Man, they got some fast. They got some fast people on the base path.
Yeah, they do.
They got some fast people on the base.
You know, their middle infield, Altuve, can still get 30-40 bases. Villar, their shortstop, can steal 40-50 bases. I mean, they're all going to steal bases when they get on 1 out of 10 times because they don't hit very well.
Excuse me while I clear my throat. So I think that the A's are a better team than the Giants, and I think they're going to have a better record, just like last year. Because I think you're resting most of your hopes on your pitching staff too, which I don't think is going to be very good.
I fully expect one of either Vogelsong or Lincecum to not be in the rotation probably by the end of the month.
If Kane pitches like this year, like he did last year.
Well, he was good. Except for the first 2 months and really 2 games against the Cardinals. After the All-Star break last year, Kane was one of the best pitchers in the NL again. And he was basically old Kane. Just in the first 2 months last year, a lot of fly balls kind of carried over the fence a little.
Into the water?
A little often against him. Yeah. I mean, he had his 2 outings against the Cardinals, both of them were less than two innings and like 9 runs. Like, that just completely inflated his ERA. He was actually a lot better last year than the numbers said. And that was basically just proven in the second half where he was good old Kane again. So I'm not worried about him. I think
Bumgarner
is going to be great. And never really worry about him getting injured. Hudson could be, I'm thinking he's going to be good, but his command's been a little shaky.
Well,
just a little shaky.
I think Malone could be good. His, you know, being able to spot's a little shaky also.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, I don't trust either one of these starting staffs.
I like
now. You give me Kane.
I like the
you
one.
You give me Kane, Bumgarner, Sonny Gray, and Scott Kazmir as my starting rotation. Man, now we might have a team.
I think the Giants 1-3 is stronger than the A's 1-3.
I just think Bumgarner, Kane, and Hudson is better than Gray,
Kazmir, and even Griffin. If you add Griffin.
Yeah, I mean, if we had Parker, Gray, Kazmir.
But I think even Parker's overrated. Sonny Gray is a better pitcher than Parker by now.
I don't know.
I mean, Parker, again, the A's haven't had a great starting staff. They've had an okay starting staff. But their 4-5 were just as okay as their 2-3. I mean, that's the thing. They just had all kind of meh. But, yeah, of course we'll have them in our rotation, guys. They don't have any guys that are like, oh, no. You don't have any of those guys.
Yeah.
You just have kind of, oh, that guy. All right. But it's effective enough when your bullpen comes in and doesn't give up runs. Unlike the Royals bullpen this morning, really cost me. Bit on the Royals over the Tigers, and their bullpen came in and blew it.
Really?
Yeah, it sucked.
You bet on baseball?
Yeah. Really? Bet on anything.
I'll bet on
snails racing across the sidewalk.
God, I don't want to get an app that lets me bet.
You shouldn't.
On anything because
you have family.
I have a mortgage and a son's, you know, college tuition that I might want to pay for one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I might even want to play a softball game now or then.
Maybe. Be able to afford a $300 softball bet every once in a while.
Yeah. Jesus. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind betting on things. I just don't bet on baseball. Baseball is just It seems like the worst of anything to bet on.
Well,
if I was going to bet on anything, baseball would be the last.
I like baseball more than any other sport to bet on because at the end of the day, the team you're betting on is trying to do the same thing that you want them to do. They're trying to win the game. Whereas in basketball, if the spread's 12 points and they're up by 6 with 10 seconds left, they're not going to push the ball and try and hit 2 threes,
yeah,
even though you need that to win. That's the thing. I like that there, you know, there's no point spreads in baseball. It's whoever wins, wins. That's why I like baseball better than any other. I'm sick of picking the winner and not covering. I hate that.
Like, I like picking the over and under. I'll pick over under, you know.
You can pick that in baseball.
Yeah.
But that's usually pretty scary because some games will just be 14 runs and some games will be one run.
So what time does the Giants play tonight?
6:30. 6:30? Yep.
All right. So.
And the A's don't play at 7 o'clock?
They do play at 7 o'clock, but...
But they probably don't play at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't bet on them playing today if I was anybody.
But if you had a betting app that gave you odds of them not playing tonight, would you take that bet?
Yes, I would take that bet. Yes, I would.
Well, just as long as we're being...
Jesus.
Do we lose everything?
No. I'm talking about iTunes. God, I hate iTunes.
It is the worst. Until they sponsor us, iTunes sucks.
For some reason, I don't believe that iTunes will sponsor us.
I'll sell out for money.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'll sell myself for money. There's a lot of things I do for money.
I have done a lot of things for money that I'm not proud of. I'll just leave it at that. Because
I've seen the videos.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but that sounds like a good show. Good start off show, just to kind of...
Yeah, next week let's do our predictions for division winners in each league. Let's do our predictions
Are you wanting my prediction?
For division winners and MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year.
Prediction? Pain. Oh, man. You walked into that one. Come on. Yeah.
I did. I did. Well, I talked into it.
So, okay, yeah, let's do our predictions next week of what we're going to be division winners.
Division winners, MVP winner, Rookie of the Year winner, Cy Young winner, Reliever of the Year winner, Best Facial Hair winner.
Derek Norris has got freaking a mean beard going right now.
Well, there's always Brian Wilson. I love that. I fucking love that. If there's anyone I want to blow a lead more, it's
Brian Wilson. It's Brian Wilson. Okay, so let's give a shout out to the man who's going to be helping us out again for a little while, at least.
Lafayette
Alvizetto at Nutso Music. He's going to be putting this up on SacramentoFans.com. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'm at Bleep Singles on Twitter. I tweeted old Zach Braff today.
Yeah.
I got a retweet.
Did you know Scrubs suck?
No, Scrubs wasn't that bad. Okay. But anyway. So yeah, let's give a shout out to old Lafayette for helping me out, doing his thing.
Did you ask him if he banged Natalie Portman IRL?
Dude, I would do something dirty with Natalie Portman. What? All right, so for Marcus Mann,
Zach Kraft,
we will see you next week.
Yep. Predictions. Gun blast equivalent to the bombs in Pearl Harbor. Rescue choppers, Brooklyn turn to Hiroshima. I'm driving to Jersey to escape the terror. I was on the highway pushing a black Viper. A car pulls up, is he a jock or a sniper? A blue Range Rover, he says pull over. I didn't know he was a DT undercover. I screamed out my lungs, this is discrimination. What's the charge? He said you just robbed the gas station. Who, me? Not me, it could be. I was at the Grammys with Brandy. Didn't you see me on TV? Bullshit, you're all in the same gang. He tried to run me off the road like he was Roscoe, Pico, Train. I stayed calm, gave him a hell of a show. Cause if it's ever time to go, all I gotta press is turbo. Heard him on his walkie, roadblock on 280 West. Things got serious, that's when I bust the left. You turn, my tires burn, my concern was the truck coming head on collision within a second change position. Close one, I almost went up in a blaze. Running from what appeared to be a masquerade. At least that's what I thought, it was all in my mind. Reality struck when I got to the borderline. The headline reads every ghetto sad story. A rookie shoots a boy over mistaken identity.